thank you for choosing to listen to this special recording of Bishop Brian's sermon from the Christmas Eve service at Church of the Ascension in Knoxville, Tennessee. We hope you enjoy the sermon. Let's listen in.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So, we are here. Another year has come and gone, and we are here in this sacred space on this most holy evening. In this space, on this night, my prayer is that you already know that your true identity is as a child of God, made in God's image. For the last several weeks, as is true every year, perhaps you have felt less like a child of God, made in God's image, and more like a lemming, running each day up to the cliff of manic consumerism, only to get up again the next day and make the mad dash one more time. But now we are here. On this night, we have already joined in the singing that tells us once again that the Christ child entered our world, a world without room for him, and that this child, Jesus, grew up to make room for us, for all of us. He especially called and cared for those for whom the world has no room. If you have ever thought that you did not count, that you did not matter, consider yourself especially kin to the Christ child, who on the first night of his life as God made flesh was born on the margin, forgotten by those who were counting, by those who were taking names, separating the powerful from the weak. My task this evening is to proclaim the good news again, to tell the story of the Christ child again. But can we ever hear the story anew? Is there any space left in us to hear the old story with new ears? Or is there a groove in us? Is there a spiritual and emotional rut called Christmas Eve night that immediately takes any attempted gospel input and safely buffers it away, sending it back in time to be lost in nostalgia and warm feelings? You see, the invitation this evening is for us to leave this space, to go far from North Shore Drive and to enter Bethlehem and the story in St. Luke's Gospel. There in that faraway land, we overhear the story again, and we are witnesses to the birth of the child for whom there was no room. But when you hear the story of St. Luke's Gospel, can you hear it without all the layers of your nostalgic past? When it is read, does it truly come to you as a world-changing story, or is it swallowed up in childhood pageant drama? When it is read in the center of the church, does it take your breath away, or does it simply remind you of hearing your grandfather read it on a Christmas morning now long ago? Instead of bearing witness to a sacramental truth, perhaps it is all too much saccharine. Now let me offer a possible way for us to break through the nostalgic haze of this night. Instead of traveling to faraway Bethlehem, please go with me to another far and distant land. It is a far and distant land called Kentucky. Ever been to Kentucky? You've been to Kentucky? You haven't, but your friend has. Okay. Well, in that far and distant land called Kentucky, there is a poet, an essayist, a farmer, a novelist, all wrapped up in one person. His name is Wendell Berry. He lives with his wife, Tanya, in a simple farmhouse on the Kentucky River. They have lived in that farmhouse on the Kentucky River for decades. It's a small farm, but from that particular place, Berry has invited many to consider how the lands on which we live shape and make us here and now. He asks us to care for the very places that sustain us. He's a modern-day prophet in coveralls. He has a poem that I would like to read to you tonight. It's a poem about Christmas. In many ways, it is a poem about the first night, about the child's first night in a dark world. But it's also a poem about this Christmas and this dark world. It's entitled, Remembering That It Happened Once. Remembering that it happened once, we cannot turn away the thought as we go out cold to our barns toward the long night's end, that we ourselves are living in the world it happened in when it first happened, that we ourselves opening a stall, a latch thrown open countless times before, might find them breathing there, foreknown, the child bedded in straw, the mother kneeling over him, the husband standing in belief he scarcely can believe, in light that lights them from no source we see, an April morning's light, the air around them joyful as a choir. We stand with one hand on the door, looking into another world that is this world, the pale daylight coming just as before, our chores to do, the cattle all awake, our own frozen breath hanging in front of us. And we are here as we have never been before, sighted as not before, our place holy, although we knew it not. You probably never knew Bethlehem was a little town on the Kentucky River, did you? Remembering that it happened once, Barry gives us that poetic key we need to unlock the sacred power of the first night and every night that has followed since. We are here tonight to remember that it happened, that the Christ child was born in a meager setting, with Herod and the empire already plotting for his doom. That child, we believe, is God incarnate, eternal love taking on finite flesh. And he is reconciling all to God, even while so many of us are indifferent to his love and his life. Remembering that it happened once, that Emmanuel, God with us, came to abide in the most unlikely person to show us what true power looks like in a world addicted both then and now to a power that perverts and destroys and hates. God's power shown through Jesus heals and creates and loves. My brothers and sisters, there is another way, and it is in this world. And Barry sees that world in this world in his barn when he opens a door he has opened countless times before. The surprise and the scandalous grace of the Christ child is that Emmanuel, God with us, shows up in a place we might have dismissed as God forsaken. In showing up, in being born in an unlikely place, Jesus bears witness to the belief that no place is God forsaken. No place in this world exists without God's presence, even if God's presence suffers in that place. This night, we do not have to leave from here to go all the way to Bethlehem in order to believe again. This night, we also do not have to leave from here to journey north to Wendell Berry's barn. I think if we all did that without calling ahead, the Berries would be put out with us. This night, we only need to consider where the door is in your life. If you opened it now, where you would be surprised to find the mother and the child, where you would be taken aback to see Emmanuel born in your presence. The good news is that it happened once in Bethlehem. Once in Bethlehem, the Christ child was born and grew up and walked among us and abides with us still. But the good news is also this. The child is being born again. This night, behind the most unlikely door you can imagine. Consider for a moment the most God-forsaken place you know, and then go there. If not physically tonight, go there in your mind and in your heart. The child is being born in the most God-forsaken places. He's being born on death row. He's being born in a midnight ER. He's being born in a house ravaged by opioid addiction. He's being born to someone that you have been taught and you have been told that does not count and is not important. God is with us in the last place you would ever consider looking. My brothers and sisters, remember that it happened once, and then believe that it could happen again. He is there. Because He is there, because He remains with us, we are here again, and we are not alone. Tonight, we all stand with one hand on the door. Behind that door is another world. And when you open that door, that other world enters this world. Our dark world is shown also to be a world of transcendence, of eternal love that does not end. And when you open that door, Emmanuel comes to us again and never departs. Because He is here, because He is there, we are here again. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to Bishop Brian's sermon from Christmas Eve at Church of the Ascension. We'll be back later this year with more podcasts. Thanks to Purple Planet Music for our theme music. Have a great week.